Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. Well, it is fantastic Friday. Thank God it's Friday, somebody said. Well, welcome. Let's get the weekend started right. We have a lot going on this weekend. We got basketball games with the grandson. We've got girl talk with our woman of God, Shandiqua. She is having her event Saturday at 11 a.m. And then it is on to some other things, and so it's going to be exciting weekend. On to look at some businesses and to help some people in their businesses get businesses started. I just want to give out kudos yesterday to the job fair down at Metropolitan Baptist Church. That was awesome and amazing. I met so many wonderful people there. It was just wonderful. I welcome you. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast this morning. We're right here. And I want to definitely talk about some of the wonderful things is going on, and there's events coming up. Don't forget, if you didn't get your ticket already, get your ticket for our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo coming up August the 16th. I know it's a ways away, but it'll be here before you know it. If you are a writer or a publisher, or you want to be, make sure you come to our third annual Writers and Publishers event that will be happening right here and also in Newark, New Jersey on May the 1st, the very first weekend in May. So there's so many wonderful things coming up. And tonight, if you happen to be in the Newark, New Jersey area, feel free to stop by Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church, where we will be having our women's event tonight, Circle Sisters. And we will be there. We will be there ministering. The topic is Break Every Chain. So, yes, May the Writer and Publishers event, teach you how to write a book, publish a book, also a place for authors to gather and network. That is May the 3rd. That's coming up. So many wonderful things. So please make sure you stay tuned, stay connected to us. If you would like to get on our mailing list, make sure you go to one of my Facebook pages, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or Pinterest, and just click the link, and you can join our mailing list, and we can keep you informed of all the wonderful, wonderful happenings. If you want to learn how to be a coach, if you want to start your own business, it's a great time. So that's part of my topic today, finding the funding. If you want to start a business, you can get money to help you get started. So a lot of people don't think that they should borrow money for their business. Maybe they feel that the business won't be a success, so they don't want to get in debt for some large amount of money. But, you know, if you're a business, I know one lady, she, you know, borrowed money for her business, some $50,000. And in her case, she didn't borrow enough money. She needed more. And so, yes, so her business struggled, and she struggled to make the loan payment. So you're absolutely right. But it's just like borrowing for school. Some people, when they go to school, they take out student loans to the tune of $300,000. Well, if you can take out a loan for that, you can surely take out a loan to start your business. But the key is, not so much to finding the funding, okay, because the funding is out there. There are a lot of places. There are angel investors. There are venture capitalists. There's this, you know, the Small Business Administration. They have their guaranteed loan program, their 7A program, which there are banks in right here in the New Jersey area. There are banks right here in New Jersey that will work with you through the SBA. So it's the critical piece to finding the funding. The funding is out there. The funding isn't lost. So no pun intended. Find the funding. No, you have to. Funding's not lost. You have to find it. But you do have to be prepared to get the funding. Just like we talked yesterday about being prepared to go global. We said we're not going to, you just don't get up, wake up, and, you know, all of a sudden you're selling in China. Well, maybe so, but you want to be prepared for that. Well, for funding, you want to be prepared for the funding. So first and foremost, you need that business plan. That's why we're offering the business plan workshop. So hopefully you will go and sign up for that, because we got it. That's ground zero. That's step one. We got to starting at point A. We want to get to point Z, but we got to start at A. So let's get that business plan going so that we can. And then step two, what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, bring someone on our show, or maybe, well, hopefully they can come to our event. We did have someone there last time, but we want someone there from the banking industry that can talk about the loan program that they offer to small businesses and making sure that you are ready. Grants, for those of you who want grants, well, the government grants are given out to nonprofits. So if you're a not-for-profit, then you will be eligible for grants. But for-profit businesses, they don't really give grants to for-profit businesses, especially not to help you get your business started or to help you expand. So, but now if you're a nonprofit, that's a different story. So if you're a nonprofit, you would look more toward grants. But if you are a for-profit, you would look more toward the loans. And it's similar to going to college. If you were a student and you really didn't have money, you can get qualify for a grant. But if your income was of a certain level, you would have to go with a student loan. So very similar in business, right? If you have a nonprofit, that means the profit isn't going in your pocket. So they will, you know, help you out. Whereas a for-profit, you know, you're going to profit from that. So they want you to, you know, pay that money back with some of those profits that you make. That's the trick right there. You know, they'll loan you quicker. The banks will loan you quicker if you can show them that you're going to turn a profit. That's why you have to have a business plan. Because we can find you the funding. That's not the hardest thing in the world. Yes, do you want to have your all your documents in a row? You want to have your credit done and you want to have your credit cleaned up, or you have good credit, that's great. That's even better. So you want to have everything in place. But finding the funding is not going to be hard. But maybe getting that business plan will be. Maybe that's what will be holding you up, is that you don't have the business plan. But the business plan is going to show that you need the funding, A, number one, that you know what to do with it, number two, and that you have a way to get it back. See, the loan is an investment. They're making an investment, and they want a return on their investment. They don't just want to make the investment and walk away. No, they want a return on the investment. So finding the funding is more about having your business plan, your marketing plan, your operational plan, your strategic plan for how you're going to get the customers for the products and services that you offer. How are you going to do that? It needs to be in a well-written document. And once you get that done, now it's time. All of your accounting documents are in a row. All these pieces are together. Now it's time to go into the banks and pretty much shop around. And, you know, of course, one bank may not give you the money. Well, then you just go to the next bank, that bank. And then, of course, you have to attend some of the events where we will bring in people who have been there, done that, and moved on. So you can, you know, talk to them, hear from them, and see what it takes. You know, but it's just like when you went and bought your home and got your mortgage. There were some banks that said yes and some said no. So it's the same thing. You have to qualify. But going through the SBA and their 7A program is a good way to do it, because on their website, actually, if you go to their website, the SBA, the Small Business Administration, if you go to their website and they have a tab for loans, finding the loans, just go there, click, and you will find more tabs to get more specific. But it starts there with the more general loans and grants. You click there, and then it gets more specific, and you tell them what type of loan you're looking for. You tell them what type of business you have. You tell them what types of certifications you have for your business, whether you're a minority, a women-owned business, or a disability, or all of these different categories that they have. You could be military. There's lots of, you know, breakdowns. And once you do all that, and then they will recommend, they have about a good 9 to 10 programs, okay, that they can help you with and put you through. But again, and this is our federal government. This is your tax dollars. It's there for us. It's been there. I remember back in 1998, my sister was working for the Small Business Administration. And, you know, if she worked there for 3 years, it was used to be funny. Well, not totally funny, but funny, but not real funny. But it was amazing, I guess you could say. We would talk over the phone. She'd be at work doing her job, right? People like you and me coming in there, small business owners or business owners come in there, right? And they would tell her, you know, I want to start a business. And she'd say, okay, And they would have no business plan. Sometimes they didn't even know what kind of business they wanted to start. They just knew I want to start a business. And you're right, it's almost laughable, okay, for that to happen, right? So my bottom line is that you got to go to the SBA, but you have to go there well prepared. You can't just go there with a great idea. Now, you can if you want them to just simply help you, but you can't go there and say, I want a loan for my restaurant business. Okay, because the first thing out of their mouth is going to be, well, where's your business plan? And then it's going to be like, womp, womp. So you got to get that business plan. You got to get it. You got to do that first, right? And once you get that business plan, now you can go to your local SBA office, wherever you live. I mean, sure, you can go down there beforehand, but it's not a whole lot they can do. They're not going to write the business plan for you. All right? That's not their job. They're not going to write the business plan for you. They will point you to people who will write it, but they won't. But I love the Small Business Administration. I always have. I always thought it was a great organization, and because they can go on their website, they have a lot of information, and you can get a lot of help that, you know, that they offer you. They do workshops, trainings. One of the workshops, if I'm not mistaken, they had. Oh, no, that's another company. So that's one thing to get the funding. There's other ways to find funding. You can do your own fundraising. For instance, you remember the store, if you know about the store, Whole Foods. Whole Foods is where you can go and get a lot of healthy foods. Well, they started the company borrowing money from they borrowed money from family and friends. Yeah, they did that. 10,000 here, 5,000 there. Do you have friends like that? Friends and family, you can go borrow, you know, 40, 50,000. Maybe you have it yourself. And that's how they got started. And look at them today. It's just two of them now. They're like major, right, all over the country. So yeah, so you can do that. That's one way to do it. Some people take and max out all their credit cards. I knew one person that did that, and they ended up with about 40 or 50,000 after they maxed out. They had about 3 or 4 or 5 major, you know, MasterCards and what have you, Visas. That's how they started their business. Another woman, she took, she did that, and she came up with $150,000. She sold her home, and she took that money. Yeah, she sold her home, took the $150,000, went and started a day. This was down in North Carolina. Went and started a daycare center and ran a daycare center for 3 years. She was so passionate. She ran the daycare center for 3 years. It was so successful, okay, that she was able to make, like, twice that amount. And get this, 3 years later, the same house that she had put on the market, she sacrificed her house for her dream, that same house was still on the market 3 years later. She had doubled her money. So she took a risk, she took a chance, and it panned out for her, and she was able to go back and buy the exact same home. I'm telling you, is that a story or what? So there's many, many ways. Don't get stuck in just one way of raising the funds. You can have your own savings. You can start now making a savings, making some investment somewhere. Maybe you'll make an investment in something that'll pan out, and you'll use that money to start your business. Maybe you'll do like I did. Maybe you'll write a book. And maybe you got a hot topic, and you know that book will sell. You write a book, and you'll use those funds to start your business, that thing that's in your heart, in your passion. That's what I did. So you can do that, too. You can do it, too. I started the business first, and then 2 years later, I wrote the book. I wrote the book to help fund my business and release your power. Some of you have a copy. If not, you can go get a copy. So I'm excited. It's a great thing to be able to really have the life you want. It's like, ah, finally, you know. It's like, ooh, it's like waiting to exhale, you know, when you can finally get that life that you really, really want. And you have the perfect business. Like, I have the perfect business for me. The absolute motivating people, empowering people, helping people achieve their goals in life. That is the perfect business for Coach LaLisa. And part of my business is that I get to help other people find out what is perfect for you. What do you feel you want to do more than anything in the world? What's the one business that you want to be in? And you may not be able to do it right now. It may take you the next 5 years to save money, to raise the funds, to get your credit in order so you can get the bank loan. You know, don't just go start a nonprofit just because you want a grant, because your heart's got to be in it. That would be worthless. Just do something that your heart is in. I had one young man tell me that he wanted to open a place where you do hair or something like. No, he wants to do a car shop, work on cars. And I said, oh, are you a mechanic? He was like, no. He's like, but I want to. That's what I want to do. I want to open a mechanic shop and sell cars. He wants someone else that knows how to do that. I'm like, well, great, because maybe his talent is marketing. Maybe his talent is something else. So you see, you don't have to be limited just because you don't know how to do something. I mean, the person that started, you know, PSE&G, I mean, I can't tell if that person really knows how to make electricity, you know, go from house to house to house. But he hired a bunch of people that did. And that's what you can do. We've got to start thinking like that. We've got to start expanding our thinking when it comes to business and start partnering with one another. I tell you, I was at an event yesterday. There had to be at least 400 people, right? The crowd that I was addressing yesterday, 400 people or so, it was in the audience, and there I was. It wasn't planned. It was not planned at all. And I almost didn't go. I almost didn't make it to the event, and I would have missed a great opportunity. So you don't want to miss your opportunity to live your dream, to do a job that you love. And if someone, here's my thing, if they won't hire you, hire yourself. Don't wait around for someone to hide. This is foolish to me. I'm not saying you're foolish. It's foolish to me to wait around for someone to give you or hire you into your dream job. It may happen. But if it doesn't, you make it happen. If they don't do it, you do it. Whatever you feel your dream job is, that may be an opportunity for you to start a business. Okay? So when you think about that, it's only 30 seconds left. Think about that. Go find the funding. It's out there. Get that business plan in order. Get your credit in order. Get your finances in order. Get your, you know, like Dr. Kimbrough says, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. Go connect with me on Facebook. Go to LaLisa.com so you can stay connected. Sign up for our mailing list so you can keep going, keep moving forward, keep advancing, keep becoming successful. And it is all about entrepreneurs, because you're an entrepreneur whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. You have to be about the business of you, if nothing else. So this has been Coach LaLisa. Love you, love you, love you. And my new quote, my absolute new quote that I just set out yesterday is that I am definitely a coach, and I am destroying the poverty mindset. We're getting it destroyed. We got to think big. We got to think abundance. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend. Do something special for somebody else. Make it about them, not you. And you will have more success than you can stand, than you'll ever know what to do with. Until next time, God bless you. This has been Coach Lalisa.